Welcome to Church at the Well podcast. Thank you for joining us.
Again, it's going to be Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arises against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you who have been my help, cast me off, forsake me not. O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. This is the word of God.
Thanks God for the opportunity to be here and hear and learn more of your word. Thanks God for your presence. In the name of Jesus, amen. Good morning, church. Everyone's happy here. Good morning. So, I don't have a fence identification like Matt, but I'm Matheus Sabino. I'm a Brazilian pastor. And serious, guys, after Ryan and Matt, I don't think I need to still preach. It's all okay for today. We can just go. But I'm on the schedule, and so let's go. So, that's my second time preaching in English, so I ask you guys to be patient with me. Let's go. I have a good story to share with you. At least I think it's a good story. So, on Friday morning, I wake up like very, very excited for my day, and I'm, woo, let's do that, Friday, whoa. And I wake up, I put some clothes, I had breakfast, and I jump in my car, my old-fashioned car. And when I start the car, no, the battery, like the light, the red light, and I'm, ooh, oh boy. What can I do now? Who will be my savior? And I don't have anyone, let's go. And I went to the AutoZone, and I purchased a new battery, and I was like very confident, I can do that. Yes, why not? And so, when I purchased the battery, and I start to do things, and I'm, oof, I cannot do that. And I did what every single man supposed to do in this situation. I look at YouTube, how do that? And I saw a video, how change your battery in 10 minutes, and I'm, ooh, that's good, let's go. And 40 minutes after, I still there. And you know what happened? I looked to my right for the AutoZone, and I saw one man coming, like a tall man with a belt, with tools, and I'm, oh, that's what I need. And I can see Matt in my mind, like, oh boy, Shane. And he came, and I, do you need some help? And I did what every single man supposed to do. No, I'm all set. I'm okay. No, I don't need any help. And he, I think you need some help. I'm okay. And 5 minutes after that, my battery is all set, my car is running well. And maybe for you, that's a silly story, but I learned something from that. And by Psalm 27:1-3, I want to tell you about how to remain confident even in the midst of adversity. Everyone is with me? Let's go. So, in the first verse say, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When every door assumes to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Tug an arm in camp against me, my heart shall not fear. Tug a war arise against me, yet I will be confident." So, let's move for the point one. Confidence begins with the revelation of who God is. If you are right, take a note. Confidence begins with the revelation of who God is. So, when I see my problem, I lost all my confidence. I lost everything. And when I saw the guy come, I like, ooh, he know what he's doing. And all the confidence returned for myself at this moment. And sometimes that's what we need. We need to look to God and say, oh, God knows what he's doing in my life. Makes sense. David, return to David, because not about me, it's about the word of God. David doesn't start the psalm by describing his problems. Sometimes we start every single conversation talk about problems. But David, no. David doesn't start the psalm by describing his problems, but declaring who God is to him. So, and what God is, he is to David? Light, salvation, and a stronghold. And that's what God needs to be to us. A light, a salvation, and a stronghold. So, this shows that true faith is not born from the absence of problems, but from a clear awareness of God's presence. I'm going to repeat that. True faith is not born from an absence of problems, but from a clear awareness of God's presence. Amen?
Amen.
Light dispels the dark of fear. Salvation removes despair. The stronghold protects in the midst of chaos. Even when enemies raise up, David says, "Yet I will be confident." And like that, like David, that's what we need to say sometimes. So, how to remain confident in the midst of adversity? Before facing your battles, remember and declare who God is for you. So, okay? Let's go for Psalm 27:4. "One thing I have asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all days of my life, to gaze upon the build of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." The point two is, confidence is built when God's presence becomes our greatest pursuit. In my case, in my story, I was thinking, why I had 40 minutes doing that? Why I don't have any help? And maybe because I didn't ask. Sometimes we are struggling and have a lot of problems, and why? You don't ask for help, you don't pursue help. And that's the case sometimes. So David could have asked for protection, justice, victory, but he asks for only one thing to dwell in the house of the Lord. That's his desire. And we need to understand something. David was a king, and he could ask for everything, for victory, for, I don't know, he's a king. He can do whatever he wants. And the only thing he was asking for was for the presence of God in his life. Makes sense? And what can I learn with that? Confidence is born from consistency, not for immediate answers. To gaze up the beauty of the Lord is to recognize that he is greater than any circumstance. He is greater than any circumstance. Those who live in God's presence are not overwhelmed by external pressures. I'm going to repeat that. Those who live in God's presence are not overwhelmed by external pressure. And how to remain confident in the midst of the adversary? When your greatest prayer shifts from God, rescue me, to God, be with me. That's what starts to change things, the presence of God in your life. So, everyone still with me? I'm trying, I'm doing my best with English here. Psalm 27:5-6 say, for he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tent sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make a melody to the Lord. So the point three, or the three thing, is even in times of war, God prepares a place of safety and praise. So the three point is, even in times of war, God prepares a place of safety and praise. So in my story, in my history, when I was in the midst of my war with my car, almost losing, God sent an angel to me, a big angel with tools, but okay. And that's interesting because David doesn't say, if troubles come, but he say, in the day of trouble. He knows trials are inevitable, but in the midst of them, God hides him, welcomes him, and lifts him up. God doesn't just protect, but he raised David head above his enemies. Make sense? Yes. And what does David do? He sings, he rejoices, even before the final victory. Worship is the language of those trust before they see. So, I'm going to repeat that. Worship is the language of those who trust before they see. So, how to remain confident in the midst of adversity? By worshiping before the answer comes. That's the true worship. Praise in the middle of battles proves that your heart is grounded in God, not in circumstances. So, let's move for the point three. Psalm 27:7-12. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart sees to you. Your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you who have been my help, cast me not off, forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will not take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witness have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. So, the point four is, trust is not ignoring the pain. It's continue to seek God when everything seems to fall apart. I will repeat that. Trust is not ignoring the pain. It's continue to seek God when everything seems to fall apart. So, it's really easy to be confident when you are in your comfort zone. Like, I know I'm handsome, athlete, a geek, everything in one pack. It's a difficult thing, and and I feel confident. But when you come with some tools, oh man, Matt, no. When we come for tools and work with hands, it's not me. I lose all my confidence. So, everything changes when you need to face your weakness. David opens his heart, he cries out, pleads for help, and acknowledges his weakness. He faces rejections, lies, and threats. Yet he keeps seeking. Even when his heart feels alone, he says, your face, Lord, I will seek. Let me repeat that. Even when his heart feels alone, he says, your face, Lord, I will seek. That's the kind of faith does deny the reality by refuse to let go of God in the middle of it all. Amen. So, how to remain confident in the midst of adversity? Keep seeking, keep praying, keep crying out. Faith perseveres even when the soul fails. Make sense? Yes. So, let's move for the point five. Psalm 27, 13 to 14. Yeah, I have a problem with numbers, guys. I need to accept that. I believe that I shall look upon the godliness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. wait for the Lord. So, the point five is, maturity, confidence is revealed in the ability to wait with a living hope. Maturity, confidence is revealed in the ability to wait with living hope. So, where I failed on my story, in my case, I just lost my confidence. I didn't have any expectation in what God could do for me in my situation. But David ends with a bold declaration. He believes he will see godliness in this life. But between the promise and the fulfillment comes the wait. And wait requires strength, bravery, and faith. That's why he repeats, wait for the Lord. Wait on God is not a passive thing. It's a spiritual resistance that refuses to give into despair. And how to remain confident in the midst of adversity? By waiting with bravery, strength in your heart in the promise, not in what your AI see. Let me repeat that. My English is being getting it needs some rest. But by how to remain confident in the midst of adversity? By wait with bravery, strength your heart in the promise, not in what your eyes can see. So, my conclusion is how to remain confident in the midst of adversity. Declare who God is. Desire God's presence more than the solution. Worship before the victory comes. Seek God through tears. Wait with faith and strength. And just to finish that, for me, the real question here is not only how do we remain confident, but in whom is my confidence? And the answer is Jesus Christ. When you cling to Him, His presence, His cross, His resurrections, you can face any adversary with an unshakable confidence. And today, let's shift our prayer from God rescue me to Jesus be with me. Because when He is with us, we already have victory. So thanks God for this word. Thanks God for this opportunity to be here and learn more for you. Thanks God to rescue us. And Jesus, we just want to say, stay with us. That's our desire for today. Amen.